Hi, gang. It's Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. Tom Chapin is featured today. Two new artists, Mara and Sue, CD of theirs. Also have Greg Brown. I think we're going to be able to try to put Weird Al on and maybe Gemini. I don't know if we'll fit them in. Harry's going to be in, of course. I'm around also. I don't go anywhere. If Harry's around, I got to make him talk. I'm a ventriloquist. This is a goofy show. I know I don't sound too good. Do I sound goofy today? No, I don't sound too goofy. I might get into it. You know, sometimes it takes a few minutes to get the juices flowing. Yeah. Maybe I got to do my comedy exercises. Yeah, no, I do comedy exercises before I start the show to get into the mood. I forgot to do them today. You know, kind of go. So that, you know, get me into a funny mood. At least a goofy mood. This is from Ann Dotson's CD, Almost Grown.
Priggish time and piddly pie, went to the fair on a donkey ride, tripped and fell into the sky on an oh-so-pleasant evening.
Sing, yes, glorious notes, let them out at your glorious throats. It won't vary for now if you once sang off key. Sing glorious that show of the world that you won't forget. It may marry is for now that you once believed in dreams.
Landing on a piece of cloud, they did a jig and laughed out loud. 40 winks when they were done, all on this pleasant evening.
Sing, dance, glorious notes, let them out at your glorious throats. It won't marry is for now if you once sang off key. Sing glorious steps, show the world that you won't forget. It may vary years from now that you once believed in dreams.
Pie and Tom decided to go to a rodeo with a picture show. Jumped into the screen, you know, riding on wild horses. When the picture jumped the track, they hung on to the horse's back. Ended up on a racing track and won the Kentucky Derby.
Sing, dance, glorious notes, let them out at your glorious throats. It won't matter years from now if you once sang off key. Dance, sing, glorious steps, show the world that you won't forget. It may matter years from now that you once believed in dreams.
Dotson, Almost Grown is the name of that CD. She's in Maine. It's Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. Harry's joined me.
Right, Steve, I'm here. I'm here now.
Good. And everything's okay.
Yes, if I'm here, then you know everything's on course.
Right, because if you show up late, man, I don't got a show.
Good point. I sort of am the pivot.
Yes. So what'd you do that allowance I gave you yesterday?
Well, one thing I didn't do with it, Steve, is put it in Citibank.
Why not?
Have you ever heard their logo, Steve? The city never sleeps.
So? Sounds all right to me.
Are you kidding, Steve? I know what you're like if you miss even an hour of sleep. Imagine never sleeping. First you get really cranky, then depressed. I've heard after not sleeping for 3 days, a person starts hallucinating. I can see this bank now, banging into walls, trying to prop their eyes open with toothpicks, seeing black snakes crawling up the wall. You think I want my money sitting in a bank like that? I bet they'd have trouble adding two and two together, let alone keeping my finances intact. I want a bank that gets a good night's sleep, so they're fresh to take care of my money in the morning.
The city never sleeps is just an expression that was originally used for New York City. It means business goes on 24 hours a day.
Yeah, well, New York City does resemble some big lug who hasn't slept in years, hallucinating, exhausted, on its last legs.
So I guess if you did give your money to Citibank, you would have lost it. Poor Harry couldn't afford anything but secondhand clothes.
I hope all my clothes are secondhand. Without a secondhand, how would I put my arm in?
Yeah, but you want secondhand pants, too?
That's disgusting! Who wants a second hand on your pants? No, I need second leg pants.
So there you are, with your hand-me-downs, not even being able to afford a decent pair of shoes, having to wear slippers.
I'm never going to wear slippers.
Why not?
I wouldn't wear footwear called slippers. That's just asking for trouble. I slip enough.
I don't think that's why they call them slippers, because you slip. It's because you can slip into them.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe you're right. And maybe I'm right. But would you want to take a chance?
Good point.
But they did make a fine movie out of them.
What?
The movie with Kevin Bacon, Dustin Hoffman, and Robert De Niro.
What?
Slippers!
Sleepers?
Slippers, sleepers, slappers. But I'll tell you why it was such a good movie. Because they knew enough to get some sleep, unlike my crummy bank.
I still think wearing slippers is perfectly safe.
Yeah? Then how come soccer players don't wear them? Why do they call it soccer anyway? No one's socking anything. You're not even allowed to use hands. They should call it kicker, not soccer.
Well, maybe they call it soccer because the players are wearing socks.
Ha! Get you there.
Maybe. But they still don't wear slippers. I wonder why.
Maybe the same reason you don't. Why take a chance? Instead, they wear sneakers.
Sleepers? See, even soccer players sleep, unlike the city. And now we're back to square one.
No, we're not, because you still haven't told me what you did with your allowance.
Ah, yes. Well, let's hear a recording. When we come back, I will tell you.
You promise?
I promise.
All right. Let's hear Tom Chapin. He's introducing his song. Actually sent me two discs here. The interview disc, and then the song itself. So this is quite a unique idea.
When you talk about music around the world, you begin to realize that much of the music is written for dances. They're written to be danced to. And when you think of dances, you think of this song or this feel. And when you think of this feel, you think of the dance. So this is a song called Dance, 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 and it's about all the wonderful dances that happen around the world. So when you listen to this, imagine all those wonderful costumes and people dancing all around the world.
There's an ancient occupation that has evolved in every nation. From Fiji to Finland to France. It's the physical manifestation of the intimate relation between rhythm and music called the dance.
Get up and dance, dance, dance with the music, kids. Get up and dance, dance, dance around the world. In every neighborhood, it just feels good when the music hits your pants. Get up and dance.
In Ireland, they dance the jig. In Israel, they do a circle dance called the hora. In Greece, they dance the mizrou. Thank you. Spain, they dance the Paso Doble. South of the border, down in Mexico, it's the hat dance. China, they do the friendship dance. Over in Russia, they dance the Kozatsky. Southern Africa, they nunsi pata pata, zagu mukaka,
nunsi pata pata,
zagu mukaka,
nunsi pata pata,
zagu mukaka,
nunsi pata pata,
zagu mukaka,
nunsi pata.
Back here in North America, the Navajo do the hoop dance.
Hey yeah 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 yeah, hey yeah 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 yeah, yeah. Yana and ne ya wa wa, yana and ne ya wa ya wa.
Blue Ridge Mountains, we dance a hoedown. If you take the time to probe all the cultures of the globe in their marvelous individuality, once you've studied and you've read, you will find a common thread and at least one striking similarity. They all
get up and dance, dance, dance when the music hits them. Get up and dance, dance, dance around the world. In every tribe and clan, they know the plan. When the music hits your pants, get up and dance.
Have we mentioned the tap dance? How about clog dancing? Flamenco? Wait, we forgot the waltz! Ah, lovely!
Tom Chapin, Around the World and Back Again, his CD that's put out on Sony. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. Get up and dance, dance, dance. Yeah, I gave Harry his allowance yesterday. I'm trying to find out what he did with it. I know he didn't put it in the bank because Citibank never sleeps. And he doesn't want to give his money to someone who never sleeps. That's understandable. They need to be well rested so they don't make mistakes when counting up his money.
Yeah, not to mention banging into walls after a week of being awake and the hallucinations.
Hallucinations?
I told you not to mention it!
So what did you do with your allowance?
I put it under my pillow with a note to the tooth fairy, asking for my tooth back.
You're trying to buy back your tooth?
That's right. Remember last week when I lost my tooth and the tooth fairy gave me a dollar for it?
Yeah.
Well, now I regret it. I kind of missed the thing. So I was hoping the tooth fairy would return it.
Did she?
When I woke up this morning, this was under my pillow!
That is one strange-looking tooth. Are you sure it was yours?
Of course it wasn't mine. This looks like Dracula's tooth.
Well, look at it this way, Harry. I doubt that the tooth fairy files your tooth away with your name on it. She probably just dumps all the teeth she buys during the night on a big pile. She had to rummage around for yours, and this was the best she could come up with.
How many wooden teeth do you think she buys? You think it wouldn't be too difficult to look for the wooden tooth among all the others?
Why would you want that old tooth back anyway?
I miss it. We had good times together. when I think of all the pleasure it gave me, biting into all that candy. I felt like a traitor selling it off for a crummy buck. I thought of it ripped from its home and now lying on a mountain of teeth among strangers.
It's just a tooth.
Benny was more than a tooth!
Benny? You named him Benny?
I'm not ashamed of it. Yes! All my teeth have names.
Really? Strange boy.
Let's see this. Myron T. Whiplash, Jerry McNamel, then this one here's Rennie Bartholomew Belly Dancer.
What are you talking about? Why give your teeth such strange names?
Well, they may be strange to you, Steve, but if you came from the Slavic countries, then Milan Kundera Rulania would be as common as dirt. That's my left molar right here.
But your left molar doesn't come from the Slavic countries.
Why do you always have to be the voice of reason? Why can't you loosen up a little? Why must everything be linear in your eyes? Come on, Steve, loosen up. Wow, feel that neck. You are one tense guy. You need a massage.
I just don't understand why you would name your teeth, man. Why would you name your teeth?
There, there. It'll be all right. Just relax. Let's play a recording, and I'm sure everything will be just fine.
Special delivery package from the Tooth Fairy.
The Tooth Fairy? Open it!
Dear Mara and Sue, I'm sorry I fell asleep and never made it to your pillows. Here is a $10 bill for each of you.
Yes! We're rich!
We now return to the song in progress.
Mara and Sue, name of that group. Those are original songs by John Lampkin. He also produced it. Bulk music, lyrics, put all the arrangements together. But Mara and Sue sing them. Do a nice job, too. They're down in Suffern, New York. So, okay, well, it's not going, and I'm Steve Charney. I'm a little better, Harry. Harry's been explaining to me why he names the parts of his body, you know, like his teeth.
And my fingers and toes.
You name fingers and toes, too?
Look, what if I lose one of them? It'll be so much easier to locate them. Let's say I lose this forefinger. Now, I put an ad in the paper. Isn't it easier to say, my finger is missing, answers to the name Mellish T. Cornhusker, than to just say, lost finger?
Your finger answers to the name Mellish T. Cornhusker?
Sure. Here, I'll prove it to you. Mellish! Mellish T. Cornhusker! Wave to the nice man! See? He's wiggling.
You're making him wiggle!
Uh-huh. Calm down, Steve. It's all right.
And another thing. What do you mean if you lose your finger? People don't lose their fingers.
But dummies do! Got you there, smart guy.
When was the last time you lost a part of your body?
I just got finished telling you. My tooth! Benny! The tooth fairy has it, and I want it back. I put the money back under the pillow with a note, but she must have grabbed the wrong tooth by accident. I woke up this morning with a Dracula tooth under my pillow, and now Dracula's walking around somewhere in the world without his tooth!
Try it on for size.
You think so?
Go ahead. Give it a shot.
Okay. Got any tape?
Yeah, here's some scotch tape.
Great. I'll just tape it in my mouth here. There we go. Okay. How do I look?
Like Dracula. Well, the right side of your face looks like Dracula. The left side still looks like you.
Good, good. Now I'm ready to suck your blood.
Hey, get away from me. Get away from me.
I have a loose tooth, a wiggly, jiggly, loose tooth. I have a loose tooth hanging by a thread. So I took my loose tooth, my wiggly, jiggly, loose tooth, and put it beneath my pillow, and then I went to bed. The fairies took my loose tooth, my wiggly, jiggly, loose tooth, and now I have a quarter and a hole in my head.
Alan Feldman is the singer of that song, Razzmatazzma. Gee, I've had this for a while, so I don't know. Is it still even around? Sure, why not? Probably still selling it. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney.
Detroit.
You're tuning in late. You have no idea what's going on. Let me run it down for you. Harry's been trying to buy back his tooth from the tooth fairy. He misses a little tyke. Now regrets selling it to her. Unfortunately, she returned a Dracula tooth instead of his. He tried taping it back into his mouth, but it's fallen out.
What does she need a mountain of teeth for, anyway? There's something quite sick about this obsession of hers. And you notice how it's only kids' teeth? What about old people? Their teeth fall out. You don't see them getting money for them.
Well, Dracula must have gotten something from his tooth.
Yeah.
No, I think it's just a way for her to find an excuse to give money to kids. They can't hold down jobs, you know, so this is a way for them to get some pocket change.
I don't even believe there is a tooth fairy. I think you put that Dracula tooth under my pillow last night and stole my allowance.
Me? How can you say that? I'm sure the Tooth Fairy would be very hurt if she heard you say that you don't believe in her.
Then I dare her to show her face right now and give me back my tooth!
You only know she comes out at night when you're asleep.
Oh, how convenient. You and your pack of lies. All you adults are alike, trying to pull the wool over us kids' innocent eyes.
Hey. Now look who's getting tense.
I dare you, Tooth Fairy. Ha! I dare you to come out of hiding. See? See? Nothing's happening because it's all a pack of vicious lies. What's that?
The Tooth Fairy?
Uh-oh.
I heard you've been calling me.
Tooth Fairy? Is that really you?
Who do you think I am?
Did you bring me back my tooth?
Here's your crummy tooth. Now, give me that Dracula's incisor.
There, take it. Now we're even. This is great. I'm sorry I ever doubted you. You really are real.
Now, I have to go. I have a lot of preparation for tonight, and never doubt my existence. For after all, Harry, I'm as real as you are.
Wow, that was impressive. See, Harry? Now you'll think twice before you doubt the myths of our society. Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny.
You're right, Steve. And you heard what she said. She's as real as I am.
And don't you forget it.
Dancing, singing in the sun. You're earthy, king, come and dance. Tell us not your dear romance.
All day long I sit around, dreaming of the love I found, because I really love my frog, and when I love, I go whole hog.
And napkin, knife, and fork is the only way that I'll touch pork.
Oi, oi, oi!
Oi, like yourself!
Not One is produced at the Knock on Wood Studios in Woodstock, New York. The show is written and produced by me, Steve Jordan. SteveJordan.com has lots of videos of Harry and himself, as well as jokes, email address, sales page, info about our live stage shows, and lots more. And if you visit WGXC.org, click on Archives, type in Knock on Wood in the handy search bar, you can listen to previous Knock on Wood programs.